Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
You made it to part three of this special Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes episode. If you haven't listened to part one or part two yet, make sure to catch up so that this one makes sense. Thanks again for listening.
How is my brain processing that? And you just said kind of like, I can't let myself think bigger than that. But when it does happen, I still almost don't believe it. When I had my first six-figure month, I still couldn't believe it. When I had my first like really big client, I'm like, I still couldn't believe it. And you have to remind yourself, and I hope people keep a track. I know you and I, Vera, do this. Like, we'll keep journals. We keep something that keeps us helping us with our journey. And I look back at some of those things and remind me, and I'm like, oh, that was the big dream I had for myself. Or it's totally different than what I want now. Or I had no clue that I was going to need these other steps in order to get to that point because I wasn't ready at that time.
Yeah. So, and that's why I feel like, this, again, this is your call to arms, because we didn't have anybody telling us you can, can reach these levels. You can do this. It was me. I kept telling myself, I'm going to Europe. I'm going to do this. I'm going to own a house over there. I'm going to do, you know what I mean? I was like my own coach and cheerleader. You know what I mean? And so I first of all, love that you posted that story. I think it's important. Also, I also love that you're openly saying like you had all this anxiety about posting it, because like I often think like guys don't think about that.
No,
like I'm just gonna share it, like whatever. But again, this is your time. This is your time to be as human, authentic, and open as possible. Show up. If you don't want to do it on social, I get that. But show up for your community. Mm-hmm. Like go do things and say like, hey. You don't need to be your own cheerleader. Like we can all be our sparring partners, our pep rallies, you know, our coaches, our cheerleaders, because it's hard when you're by yourself. Like align yourself with whoever you want to. And also like, I kid you not, like I'm not saying that, you know, you should never be the whole thing about like being the smartest person in the room. Sometimes people are like, oh, that's, I don't know if I'm into that. It's not about the person being smarter. It's just about how much more experience do they have.
Yes.
Because the experience is what leads to the growth.
Yes.
They might not be smarter. They've just effed up more than you.
Oh, yes.
And because of that, have succeeded. Yes. You know what I mean? So,
and we have to keep that check. Thank you for saying that. We have to keep ourselves in check for that, because you know, you and I are not as heavy on social media as other people within our industry. And I remind myself constantly not to judge myself or others. Because, you know, I know some that are like hundreds of thousand followers and it's like, they're not making much money, you know? And then there's people
I know some people that have hundreds of thousands are being sued.
Thank you. Yeah. And then there's few people that barely have social media platforms and they're killing it. So, you know, and I think it's once again, like you just said, what works for you, how you show up for your community. And you know, I don't mind. Thank you for letting me be scared and vulnerable when I say, oh, I was nervous to do that. But I think sometimes it's me allowing myself, okay, you know what? You're right. Sometimes guys don't think about that. And it's because we know we have, society puts different expectations on us. Let's be real. Someone even asked me like, you know, I've been told I'm impatient in a good way. And meaning, cause I'm always working. I'm the first one. I'm going to do something. If I see something wrong on the floor, I'm going to pick it up. Like if it's trash. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do it. And so that's always been my energy. And I think about someone, you know, this person was like, well, you know, why is it you always feel you have to, you know, raise your hand or answer? And I said, because it goes back to my college years. Like, you know, all my classes were all finance courses, business classes, hardly any women in my class ever. And it was always a man answering, never raising their hands. It was like, da 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 da. So it's like, you were lucky to get yourself in there. And if the professor would call on you, it was like a miracle. And then I remember I'm sitting in some of my all female classes that were not anything business, they'd all raise their hand. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what it looks like. And so, you know, I think it's how we're conditioned to show up for ourselves, because whether it stems from school, education, and how family, we show for our own culture. Family or business. Exactly. So I think, you know, till this day, I'm trying to give myself more grace is the word, but also pushing myself and being surrounded by people like you, Vera. I have to give a shout out to Yadi, who introduced us. Yadira, who's been one of my dearest friends since we were five. But I remember the conversation I had with her the night I met Vera. She said she had just been, I think, her very first TV appearance for her business. She has a huge insurance business. And she was like, oh, I feel like if I post about it or talk about it, people would think I'm conceited. And I said, hold up. First off, if you ever on any type of platform that they want you to speak on because you're an expert, I'd be happy to vouch for you. I'd be happy to cheer for you. I'd be happy to even share that for you because you feel nervous. But I said, there'll come a day that maybe you will not get invited to those platforms or you won't have those opportunities. And if anything, you're getting the opportunity. People would pay money to have those spots. So don't be ever afraid or ashamed of boasting your work, your worth. And so I think that's something I have to remind myself too when I'm afraid to share certain things. And you know, if you're surrounded by people like Vera, we're going to cheer each other on and we'll be like, hey, I'm scared too. It's okay.
Yeah, totally. And it's just, it sucks that we're afraid to share that because again, it is like conceited, arrogant. Oh yeah, look at like, I wish I could easily say I don't listen to the haters. And you know what? What's funny is that usually the only haters are the haters you make up in your head. So, yes. You know, like, yeah, I think we just have to go for it. And I'm so glad that Yadira chose to go for it. And she still continues going for it. And so
oh my gosh, she's on every TV station now. And I love it.
I love it. Radio stations, TV stations, conventions,
good billboards. I'm like, hey, that's my friend down the freeway.
I know. Every time I go back to LA, I'm like, I know her.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. You surround yourself with people. And her and I came from very humble beginnings. So I think that's something why she's one of the very few I'm still close with because she's evolved so much. She's changed so much. And she's always been such a supporter for me in my personal life too. And I think if you surround yourself with people like that, like I said, my mentor, God, I think he's 76 now. I have to ask him in a long time, but you know, he looks at me like this young pup and being a young mom, you know, a young mom. Oh, yeah. I'm an older mom, but with the young little one, you know, my baby's about to be two or is two. Oh my God. Even the time's flying, but he's like, oh, you're just in it barely. And it's nice to have mentors that you just said it, have the experience, have seen this decades prior. There's nothing new that we're facing. Like, yes, AI, we have different technology, but you just said that there's always going to be a war. There's always going to be some type of new technology, some type of anxiety or frustration. It's just how every do we equip generation ourselves?
Had their thing. And I feel like we're no different. And every generation, every decade, there's always something that makes it into the history books. And you're like, damn, that was crazy. You know, yes. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, and I have one more fun question. And I think this is obviously not just a 20 minute. It's going to be a multiple
two-parter,
which I'm okay with because it's the start of it. But I love the fact, and I want to have maybe my I want to call her my spiritual healer, but she's an astrologer. She's just kind of brilliant and beyond brilliant. But I recently read this and I wish I kept the article, but it was something about how astrologers, if you follow like your own horoscope or those kind of things, are becoming the new financial gurus. And I thought it was such an interesting article because if you don't ever go on YouTube or any social media platform, those are the most watched videos. People want to know what is coming for them, what their financial future looks like, or what money moves or a career move should they be making. And I think it'd be interesting to hear her perspective too, but I love the fact that people are always trying to move forward or think forward instead of just being present, right? We want to be present as much as we can, but also kind of position ourselves in that way. And this year, I'm interested to see more of how people will connect those two as far as you just said it, if you're a spiritual person, whether it's in religion or faith, how can we be authentic? Because that this is, he comes from not just the spiritual side, but it's like the physical side, the emotional side. If you're going through stuff personally, everything else is affected by it, right? So, yeah. I love the fact that I read this on, I forgot what quote, but it was, you know, we can't ignore the fact that when you are going through stuff, like hard stuff and things that you wish not on anyone, it makes it a lot easier when you have a lot of money to solve those problems or deal with those situations and have those resources. And I'm so grateful in the position I'm in, because there's moments where I'm like, how am I going to get through the day? And, you know, that's stuff you and I can talk about later on, multiple episodes later on. But, and it's like, well, you know what? I have the resources for it. Or I have my, my tribe. I have my the best podcaster in the world, but I have the best mentors in the world that are guiding me through it. And so wealth is network, not just the network that you have. So I love that you and I have these conversations, and I can't wait to have many more with you, because I want to know what you're reading. Are you reading anything recently? I feel like there's just so many things I want to read. I haven't read yet.
Yeah, I'm reading a ton. I mean, I'm always reading something new. I actually consume probably like a book every 2 weeks. Right now I'm actually reading Practical Magic Part 2. I mean, I love all like all of the fantasy books, sci-fi, not like the steamy stuff, but I mean, it's still sometimes it's whether you like it or not, the fantasy stuff has a lot of steam in it or spiciness, whatever they call it. The book that I advocate for a lot of people to read, I actually got Olivier to read and he also loved it. It's called Braiding Sweetgrass. Mm. I read that already twice in a year, and it's a thick book, but it just puts a lot into perspective as far as what it really means to be connected to nature. And I feel like if you found a greater connection to nature, we would be less obsessed with just the materialism that's attached to money making. And we would start using our wealth in order to invest back into our communities. Because like everything really is connected. And if you don't think that's real, I'll give you something that's very practical. The war that's going on the other side of the world is impacting your gas rates. It's impacting so many different things in your daily life. How is that not just telling you that everything is connected? Mm-hmm. If you needed a practical example, you know what I mean? Yes. So I would really highly recommend it. It's Braiding Sweetgrass. And it's just it reminds you that even that we shouldn't treat nature as a something separate. It's also a living, breathing thing. And we're not separate from it. And it just goes through a lot of layers of like Native American land, our connection, our stewardship to the land. Like you will, if you read it, you will also, it'll change a lot in your life.
Let me tell you. I'm going to have to read it. There's just so many books my list, but that's a good one. I'm definitely one that I reread recently. I haven't had a chance to read because I have a toddler at home, but the one I read over the holidays was Outliers again. I think too, there's just so many books that kind of hit differently when you read it. And I like that. I'm going to have to read the one you're saying, but
that's a good book though. I like most of his books.
We definitely need to do another synopsis of some of my favorite books, because there are so many out there.
We should actually, you know what? We should do an episode of just talking about like a synopsis of 3 books each. So we can just like break it down.
Oh yes. And that'll force me to be able to read more. Cause I feel like I get sucked into the video aspect here and there.
Yeah, but even audio, like to me, this is going to separate a lot of our listeners probably. I think audiobooks count as reading.
You know, nowadays it does for some of us like that. I would say I have a toddler. There's no way. The one I'm reading right now, like I said, the 1929, it's because it's little tiny chapters in like every 5 pages. So it's doable for someone that I'm like, I'm lucky if I could just sit down and read something.
Yeah, and I drive a lot. So you better believe I'm on audiobooks. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so much better. So you're listening to us. So podcasting is another realm. We will do our best to, I think that'll be the next one that we're going to have to do, but stick around, because we do have some really great people that we are just so lucky that we personally know, just the connection that comes with all this stuff. And so, oh my gosh, I would love to hear from all of you and see what you've been up to this past year and what you want to hear more of, or if you need to be on our podcast as well, because we love getting those messages too. And we're just like, oh my God, there's so many amazing people out there that we need to connect with. But stay tuned for many more. So welcome back, Vera, and let's see what 2026 brings.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 Minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.